It's about time you two came along with me to an art gallery. You might learn something about culture.
Hey, that's not fair. I go to exhibitions. Just not the modern art stuff that you like.
Yeah, and you're the one in art college, Derek. No wonder you go to these things every week.
I'm only teasing you. Take it easy, okay? What do you think of this one? It's my favorite.
You mean this metal sculpture thing? It's ugly. I don't like it.
What do you mean, ugly? This is a masterpiece. It's a metaphor for life and death. And anyway, art is supposed to shock you. That's kind of the point.
I'm with Peter here. It looks awful. I don't get it. What's it supposed to be?
Well, you're supposed to find your own interpretation of it. But I see two people dancing on this side, and from the other side it looks like they're wrestling.
Two people? My God, is that supposed to be a person? Do you think the artist meant that?
Of course. It's called the dance. See, there's a juxtaposition between life as a struggle and the beauty of existence. It's kind of like Beauty and the Beast. One of the dances is death, or the Grim Reaper, and the other one is us, human beings, and we're constantly fighting to survive, but in a kind of playful way. See, a lot of his work is like that. The artist, Jonathan Kramer, is fascinated by the life and death and the interplay between the two.
You're getting all that from just looking at it?
No, I've read up a lot about Kramer, and I'm pretty familiar with his work. It's all very abstract. He's one of the greatest contemporary artists. He's very interested in form and movement in his art. The critic James Hope says that Kramer doesn't really care much about colour or beauty. His early stuff was more straightforward. Within the last few years, he has matured as an artist. He's been experimenting with sculpture and the use of space. He's influenced by the artist Mark Rothko a lot too. He leaves a lot of room for the viewer to create the piece, so we're a part of the art. He wants you to be involved in the process. He makes you think. His style is really unique. There's no one quite like him.
Yep, unique. I'll give you that. Well, you sure know a lot about modern art, Derek. All I see is a lump of weird metal.